explain the meditative stabilization on the inhalation and exhalation of breath. The one with 21 cycle. And the one with that gets rid of the wind corpses in the 9 cycles. And at that time, the purification of impure motivation by way of the descent of ambrosia. And set forth the reasons why one assumes the posture of the sevenfold feature, the seven-featured posture of Vairochana. And then set forth the purposes for cultivating the meditative absorption of the inhalation and exhalation of breath. Then explain the physical basis for cultivating calm abiding. Then the mental basis.
And then
at that point, explain the mode of cultivation, that it wasn't a case of viewing calm abiding, but that one was cultivating it. And set forth 6 different kinds of meditation. For instance, meditating on something, or with something as the object of apprehension of that mind, or causing the mind to turn into a particular type of mind. Then the objects of observation of calm body. Then the skillful objects of observation.
And
it wasn't explained very clearly. We got confused. And at that time, I said that it was not at the point of skillful, but of the pervasive observation. I would explain later at the time of the path of seeing. And then explain the 5 objects of observation within the class of those to purify behavior. And then the mode of cultivating, meditating on ugliness for a person who has desire predominantly, has a predominance of desire. And although there are many different types of meditation on ugliness, I explained the 3 yogas of meditating on the ugliness of corpses or ginusana, of skeletons, as given in Asanga's Compendium of Knowledge, the treasury of knowledge. And explain that that for a person who has predominant hatred, the person should cultivate love as an antidote. And explain Chandrakirti's system from among the 2 main systems, this being that this being that from among the three types of beings, friends, enemies, and neutral persons, one first would meditate on neutral
persons.
Then the meditation on selflessness for those who have predominance of confusion. And meditating on the divisions of the constituents for those who have pride, predominant pride. Then explain the meditation on inhalation, exhalation, and breath for those as an antidote to discursiveness. In the Sangha's levels of purity, there's a great deal set forth with regard to the topic of meditation on inhalation and exhalation of breath.
And
if you explained it, it would take a couple months.
Therefore
I left it. And did to explain the mode of meditation on the breath in Vasubandhu's treasury of knowledge. Then explain the skillful objects of observation.
And
in an extensive way, explain the mode of wandering in cyclic existence, traveling in cyclic existence by way of 12 links of dependent arising.
In terms of
three lifetimes, two lifetimes.
The
12 links into parts, the projectors and effects, projected effects, the what do we call them? Achievers, accomplishers, and accomplished effects. And just by way of pointing out the names of these topics, explain the the observations for purifying behavior, saying that they would be explained later at the, you know, this viewing of upper level as gross, no, lower level as gross, upper level as peaceful, saying to be explained later. The time of the mundane path. Then explain other object of observation
combined.
Looking at viewing, say, marks, say the auspicious marks of Buddha's
body.
Hand symbols.
Then,
taking observation of certain places in the body, point between the eyebrows, the heart, etc. And other
such.
Then made a difference between the observation of persons who are newly achieving karma body and those who have already achieved. Then explain the way of searching out the object of observation of karma body. Then the measure of having found it.
shilaga kurim shiyare.
Then the order of combating special insight.
Shilaga kurim kadula rimba mangbo chikla bare. Shilaga chida kundi ngoydenge tene shine la shine tabba wata ngoyne ba nini.
With many subtopics, the actual and imputed combating special insights mentioned in the sunrise, whatever.
Adine, Padun Tobala, Shine Tobamundo, Rokovichum Zenziki.
And the reason why prior to special insight one must achieve combining?
Tene, I'll take a to look at him with Chiglaver, Tunil Migration, Padun Tobala, Tunil Migration, Tobamundo, Rokovich
and
Chiglaver.
And explain the important point that prior to attaining this, the special insight observing combating, one has to achieve a combating, one has to gain a combating observing emptiness. But that in order to achieve a combating observing emptiness, it was not necessary to achieve the nine mental abidings observing emptiness. And pointed out that this fact that the attainment of special insight must be preceded by attainment of calm abiding is the system of the three lower tantras and below. Whereas in highest yoga tantra there are cases of achieving calm abiding and special insight simultaneously. Then explain the benefits of calm abiding and special insight and the reasons for cultivating them. Then explain the actual achievement of calm abiding by way of the nine mental abiding. I explained two modes of achieving calm abiding, one by way of abandoning the eight faults by way of the five antidotes, and the other by way of the nine, passing over the nine mental abidings, and indicated the sources for those individuals.
And
mainly took the explanation of the achievement of calm abiding based on the nine mental abidings as the basis, and added on to that the abandoning of the eight faults by way of five antidotes. And identified that this was a quintessential instruction from the bookish lineage of the
Gautamas.
And independence on the text of Jayasheva eliminated qualms with respect to laxity, lethargy, and so forth. Laxity, slackness, and lethargy. Then explain how calm abiding is achieved based on the nine mental abidings.
The order
of the generation of pliancies which occur between the attainment of the ninth mental abiding and the attainment of calm abiding. And identified the names of the pliancies that are generated in that order.
And
it first explain the definition of the assumption of bad mental and physical states. Then the order of the generation of the pliancies and of their cessation. Then the mode of achieving karma abiding based on them. And then eliminated many, many qualms after that. Then the signs of having achieved
karma abiding.
At that point, he answered many questions.
Questions
about the subliminal manifest deterioration and functioning and so forth. Then explain the mode of rising from meditative equipoise. Then explain the type of motivation that one is to contemplate
karisama
during the state subsequent to meditative equipoise. Made clear that in at length that this state subsequent to meditative equipoise is included within the meditative session. Thus, I want to explain clearly that the state subsequent to meditative equipoise is definitely included within the session. If you make a division of the session into the preparation, the actual session, and the conclusion, the meditative equipoise and the state subsequent to meditative equipoise are both included within the actual session. Then explain the mode of progress on the remaining paths based on karma body. And began the explanation of the mode of procedure of the mundane path. And explain the person who could progress on the mundane path for such a person. Then preliminary application. Then the achievement of an actual first concentration based on the seven mental contemplations. Is that right? Then identified the, in a general way, the presentations of different numbers of mental contemplations. Then the first of those seven contemplations is that of thorough knowledge of individual knowledge of the character. Then the reasons why it's necessary, the reason why it's necessary to generate the mental contemplation of individual knowledge of the character. Then how the mental contemplation of individual knowledge of the character engages in analysis. Its entity. Definition.
Kisimden.
Its mental basis.
Sakangi tuba.
In what level it's included.
Mata tiki nazo share.
That's what I explain.
Ta heki tela kardaya yorusna jidi belam.
Then what's left to explain.
Tuba rimba tanda telchawa tayori.
Is most of the mode of procedure of the mundane path. Then all of the mode of procedure of the supermundane path. Probably in terms of percent, up to the point of
I've explained up through calm
abiding, I've explained 30%. I think that's 30% of the whole picture, not of the. But I don't know.
Tati Ozingirgama Shayati Narang Hine Toverwell, Hadon Toverwessna, Shaverwessna Timari.
Now, have I explained this from the point of view of my already having attained karma body and special insight? No.
Timari. Karesna Ta Shuna Totskima.
In the past, I did a little study of the text.
Then, cut till I announced Logan Shiver, cut till Kava the Tua to the Kava Mambo Haja Mambo Yari.
And at that time, when I was doing my study, there were many scholars and adepts.
Tinza, Tindil Deni, Tura, Chen Toti, the Chen, Tindil Deni, but Tindig Troll Deni, Ransom Troll Deni, Rover Madong, Ransom Randoki, Shine, the Hazon Tobni, Piton, Shiva, and then Katia.
And in dependence on my questioning of them, I have explained this. It is not in dependence on my own attainment of karma body and special insight.
And
I've been a little bit sad that due to my youth at that time, I didn't ask questions fully. If I were able to ask questions fully at that time, then since there were so many scholars and adepts at that time, and there were many people who had achieved adepthood, even though one isn't allowed to declare that one has, there were many, and it probably would have made a difference. And whatever I heard, however, I have used in extending this. Previously, I made reference to instruction from experience and so forth. And what I'm saying is that I have not given an explanation from experience.
There
are some books written in terms of one's own experience. There are some written based on other texts. And I have gathered together many good explanations from texts that are written from the point of view of experience, others from other texts, and about explanations of how to sustain objects of observation in a meditative session. And what I have done is to carry to you what these people have said. With respect to the degree of error in what I have explained, I did so carefully and worked hard at not making mistakes. But there still could be mistakes. Because sometimes even if I'm not thinking something, I'll say something else. And then there could also be cases where I think something's right, but it isn't, in fact. So you in the future should examine. You don't have to take what I said as being right.
But if
somebody tells you that something I've said is wrong because nobody else has ever said it, there's no provision.
For instance, my
own teachers have said that the direct realization of emptiness at the time of an understood path, the final path of seeing, is emptiness. And most people are amazed at this teaching.
And if you debate on the reasons
for saying that direct realization of emptiness is emptiness, the reason for saying that it is or that it isn't, if you investigate them, there are more reasons for saying that it is.
So, thus,
you should examine carefully, and if something is indeed mistaken, then you should leave it. And if when I explain topics, I said things that you didn't like, then please be patient with me. I inadvertently said things you didn't like. From my own point of view, I don't have any sense that you dislike what I said. But if something did arise, please be patient with me. So we're now separating physically, but we now have great connection mentally. And among those of you who are here and some who aren't here, some came from meditation and so forth, big present was given to me. And I want to say thanks to those of you who are here and those who aren't. Good luck. So we'd like to thank you for, well, giving an extraordinary description of cow biting and the beginnings of special insight based on, you know, what do you say, under the auspices of the Center for South Asian Studies. Center